The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And Mr. Director, I don't know what you call it, he's not here today. He says it's a vacation, but it seems like it's a vacation every other week.
He's on administrative leave.
Is that what
That's
it
what
is?
We'll say. Yeah.
You mean Sarah Steve on leave?
Yes, yes.
Or Brenda could do that. I see that. But it's been a long time. I still can't believe Charlie's 10 years old. But anyway.
Well, you need to introduce Miss Sarah.
You got a big mouth. Go ahead.
And we're welcome, Miss Sarah Goforth, with us today from Carolina Fresh Farms.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She used to be full-time renting the place, and then she decided to have another baby and left us. It was kind of weird.
It was the Lord's will.
Yep.
Oh. You quit church, too.
Well, I moved to York, yeah. So it was a lot farther away.
I wouldn't tell anybody I moved to York.
Your wife is from York.
No, you're not. You're from the Mill Hill.
Same well, difference.
We had a date 4 years, so I could teach her how to go out in public.
Easy. My wife's from York, too, so I got to.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Yes.
I thought it was just more towards the York.
But. Well, yeah. We'll put those in together.
Sure.
Terza is a suburb of York.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
We'll I'm not from York, but my husband is.
I knew there was something wrong with him. I didn't know what it was.
You need to hush. Okay. Zip it.
But not like that. We still got a radio show today.
Yeah, we still have a radio show.
You can still talk.
Yeah, I love it like the air time.
I understand.
But anyway, we got Miss Sarah here today. I asked David what I was supposed to ask you. She said, I'm back in Carolina Fresh instead of what we do the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Let's look to the window.
Oh, there's Charlie. Yeah, David's in the on another mountain trip. So I'm hoping he asked if it was raining this morning, and he already texted me and said, we are listening.
So who's running the show this morning at Carolina Fresh Farms?
Let's see. I'm wondering who's there today. I'm actually not 100% sure, but some of those full-time guys, I'm sure they're not too busy.
You never know.
Yeah, sometimes they have some.
I think the rain's supposed to ease up about mid-morning.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
We'll
it
see.
Is.
They're only it open till 2 today.
But it's desperately needed rain.
Yes.
And what we
for
had
sure.
yesterday afternoon was like a really. It rained hard for a while, and then it started doing the soaking rain,
mm-hmm.
which we really needed
yes.
more so. So. Last I heard on the weather report this morning, it was around 3 inches that we've gotten so far. So they were saying, well, it's still not going to get us out of the drought. Well, you know, we don't need 20 inches of rain. We'll have floods and
right.
going on, and
mm-hmm.
we don't need all that. So.
Yeah, not all at one time.
No.
We'd like in moderation.
Yeah, in moderation.
Like everything.
How everything should be enjoyed.
That's right.
Those two clowns just like talking about drought for some reason.
They do, and it I guess it sells ads.
Well, I mean,
about drought, and
you know, it is an issue. I mean, you know, because the water supply and everything. I mean, it's just like I was saying last week at Silver Lakes over there off Pennington. You know, they've got a man-made pond out there, and it's so low you can see the embankment all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And the little mallard ducks, they're trying to get in the middle to, get in the water and swim around a little bit, but you know, there's, I mean, it's really, really low. I'd hate to see what, you know, Lake Wylie and all those are at.
Yes, but I do certainly appreciate the cooler temperatures that came with this.
I'm right there with you. I'm ready for fall weather anyway.
we had a big get together with work last weekend, last Saturday, and I was out at Camp Canaan between right when I left here at about 9:15 to about 5:15.
Wow,
buddy,
it was hot.
You talk about hot. And yeah, I think heat index was 104 or something like that. But man, it was brutal. So I appreciate this break greatly.
Yeah. When they say the heat index is over 100, I'm like, it's hot. It's hot.
That's it.
It don't matter. The heat index doesn't matter. 90's hot, so they just try to make it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the low tonight's at 69.
Wow.
So how about that?
I might have to get a blanket out.
Well, it'll also give your ACs a break, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, I freeze to death when it's 100 outside, so I'll really be cold tonight.
Well, we're not all 62 years old, or however old you are.
He's 71.
Well, I was trying to be nice.
Thank you.
I was trying to be nice.
I'm being honest.
Mad looks after me. You don't.
Oh, I don't?
You don't.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, this time around, what are you primarily doing at Carolina Fresh Farms? Last time you ran it, so are you running it yet, or is that still in limbo?
Yeah, whenever, you know, when David's not there, I do my best. But in this time of year, a lot of people are, you know, putting out pine needles and mulch and things like that that's gotten sun bleached over the summer, replacing things. And there's always still a lot of hardscapers out there getting walls and patios and doing that kind of stuff in between this kind of rough season for grass. But people are still putting out grass. I mean, you know, all the warm season stuff loves this, loves the heat, is doing great. So, I mean, you know, all of our plots out front, they all look good. You know, the fescues always, this time of year, this is when the fescues start struggling. You know, and with the drought, it's hard for people to keep water on because you're not supposed to use as much. So,
fescues been struggling for a while with 90 degree temperatures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They just don't like it. Okay, it's our notice that we'll be right back to the Gorgeous Beach.
Unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Okay, we're back to the Gorgeous Beach on this non-sunny day. Little drizzle this morning, but I don't know how much we got last night, but it's raining when I went to sleep, and it was raining when I woke up, so that's not a good sign.
Right, yeah.
Okay, back to Carolina Fresh now. So you're back doing things when David's not there. Well, Brenda was running them when he was there, so you're running things when he's there, too.
I do my best.
Good. You need some chaos again. But last year, he's worried about the granddaughter playing golf.
Yes.
So he missed a lot of Saturdays to go to golf tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he's calling it vacation.
Yeah.
You got to do some work to get a vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really not just giving one for being there. Actually, he said he's going to try to call us this morning, but I got a feeling he won't wake up in time.
Hey, he's already been messaging me saying he's listening. He sent me a picture from the porch where he's at in the mountains.
Oh, he's up sitting around doing nothing. Okay.
Yeah. He deserves a break. He deserves one. You ever go out to Carolina Fresh Farms, that place is a beehive of activity, and y'all got a lot going on out there.
It is.
And it's a great store. It's a great shop to stop by. And like you said, you've got the live plants outside. I think you got the statuary, bird feeders, any kind of specialized pesticides. I've been out there and got those.
Yeah, and we are moving a lot more into our landscaping and hardscaping, so we're kind of pulling away from like decorative, other than like paver patios and wall blocks and stuff like that. So we don't have as much like bird feeders and bird food. Pet food we're actually backing out of now too. So just because we're trying to make room to expand, you know, what we're really about.
Yeah. And it's transitioning more of a Father's Day store than a Mother's Day store.
Correct.
If that's an easy way to put it.
Yeah, and we will. That's one. We're keeping garden flags. We have the beautiful furniture. There's a lot of things there that, any gardener can go in there and get the tools and things that they need, gloves, stuff like that. And I know, I'm a gardener as much as I can in my ridiculous HOA neighborhood, but but I also take care of my grass, so.
Good. Yeah, I was about to say, easy on that. You might get a letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of women that in the garden, whether it's a flower garden or whatever. I know three or four ladies at church that are big into keeping their yards up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they've been to Carolina Fresh and gotten some stuff from there.
Oh, for sure.
It's not just a male dominant store. Mm-hmm.
It was always kind of my go-to to your gift section, your cooler section. That's why I associate it with Mother's Day and Father's Day. I always go in there. Get my wife something, one of the, I think the ice mules.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we use that a ton. They're the kind of malleable, foldable, collapsible coolers, I guess. And we always make fresh slaw on our beach trip, so it's good for three heads of cabbage will fit in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a lot of slaw.
It is.
Well, we have a lot of people. We have a lot of big people, so we got to do that. But that gives you the size of those. Those are really cool.
They're watching us. Okay.
Yeah, we have guests in the other room, too.
I tried to get them in here. Mom said no. I haven't seen Charlie in forever.
Oh, we can, they can come and visit maybe during a break.
Maybe for the last segment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last segment, she's just kind of short.
That's okay.
I just remember working with Charlie in Bible school.
I remember a church.
Yeah. And Sarah sitting beside me in the choir.
Yes. And she's still... They both still are very much a stage presence wherever they go. Charlie is doing gymnastics, and she really, really enjoys that. And Lottie did dance. And that was her favorite thing. That's all she ever could say is, when am I going to be on stage? When am I going to be on stage? And she had a lot of fun doing that. But she's starting softball this fall. She's doing coach pitch. And she was really good this past season. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so she did T-ball, but it was the age where they were introducing coach pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And probably 90% of the time she would hit off the coach and didn't need the tee. So we're looking forward to that.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them active.
Yeah, yeah. And we like to hike. We just went to Newland, North Carolina, and did a river hike at Grag Prong River.
Yeah, the trailhead, the pictures. Yeah, that was great.
The trailhead was hard to find, but we finally figured it out. And it was like a 2-mile hike in, and we saw 3 waterfalls, played in the river, saw a bear, 2 snakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they had they were eastern water snakes. They weren't poisonous, so we were happy for that. But they look like copperheads, but they weren't, thankfully.
Look, at Carolina Fresh Farms, I know that y'all do a lot of hardscapes and stuff. Has that been a very profitable?
Oh, yes, hugely.
Yeah. I know I've seen where somebody was looking for somebody to do a retaining wall one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they were having issues with you know, water and stuff, and they were needing a retaining wall. So I put on there, go to Carolina Fresh Farms, they'll help you.
Yep.
Okay, we're back on break. We'll be right back to the Golden Pitch.
I'm sorry.
It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the garden's bench. Does this be the next to last segment?
Yes, sir. Next to last.
I didn't keep track of them today like I usually do, but
we're okay. We're having fun visiting.
Miss Sarah, go forth. We're learning a lot more about Carolina Fresh than David ever told us, but that's life.
Yes.
And I love to pick on him when he's here, but it's less when he's not here.
Yeah.
I've only known him most of his life.
Yeah.
He was at the golf course when we did the parking lot there.
Okay.
And that's when we met in the middle 80s, something like that. But he cut a lot of grass. Come to see us pretty regular.
I think that's about when I met him, when him and Teresa.
Yeah, they were living in a trailer down on Sinker Road, south of York. He kept wanting me to come play flag football Saturday afternoon, and I kept saying, we're open. So I was, I can't remember the word I used to, but I wouldn't come sing. I said, when you're at halftime, we're still wide open.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You said he was playing flag football?
Back then, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing way back then. I'm serious. I remember playing it in middle school and everything, but that was...
When I was in high school...
Late 80s.
At York High School, they had a girls' flag football team.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's coming back.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
Well, I mean...
They act like this is due miracle.
Because I was in high school in the 70s.
Okay. Yeah, but it... Yeah, girls' flag football or just flag football in general is making a huge comeback. And, I mean, it's impressive to go out there and watch these young people.
That's safer for the little kids anyway. I'm sorry.
It is. It helps them learn the game and learn the fundamentals and have a good time and get out there and get some energy out, which, Sarah, you know that's important.
It is.
Yeah.
When you have small children, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So, that's a good thing for it. For them to do, just another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I know there's a little girl in our neighborhood that plays it, and they're out there in the common area running around doing it, and she's really good from what I can see.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm still waiting for a kicker to go into the NFL, a female kicker to go into the NFL.
That'd be awesome, or a female lineman. I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
Well, I mean, let them play. Let them play.
I mean, I see some soccer players that can kick a ball. So.
Oh, yes. And speaking of, football season's right around the corner.
Yep.
You probably heard the ads if you've been listening here on WRHI. We've got the Football City USA kickoff.
Yep.
Powered by Champion Services. It is not, let's see, we've got two more Fridays and then it's here.
Okay.
So the 14th.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, so in less than 3 weeks, high school football will be back.
It's amazing. I'm ready for some football.
I am too. We've missed it.
Baseball has not been very good to us this year.
Hell, you're
it's had its good days and bad days.
I was about to say, you're a Braves fan. It's been okay for y'all.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a Mets guy, so it's been really bad. I turned it off about May.
That was a good.
Yeah, I don't need that heartburn.
The Braves have won three in a row now.
Yes. See what they do this evening.
All three up by one run.
Yes.
We'll see what they do this evening.
Well, Sarah, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and then we'll go to our close after that. But what we touched on some new things Carolina Fresh Farms is doing. What are some other changes around the store? Good changes.
Let's see. I mean, we have our deliveries are, you know, I don't think a lot of people know that we can deliver like Greater York County. I mean, that's a big deal. So we can deliver any of our bulk products in Greater York County. And including like pine needles, stuff like that in our dump truck. So, I mean, a lot of people, they just don't have a vehicle they can come and get stuff in. So they need
more.
Right. They need a delivery. Our deliveries start at $35. So we're not killing anybody to bring it to your house. So, if you need, you know, mulch, and it's a lot cheaper to buy it in bulk than it is in a bag. And it's, you know, it's probably easier. You don't have to, you know, it just depends on the quantity that you're working with. If you just need a few bags, then that's probably easier. But if you're doing a big area, it's going to be cheaper to get it in bulk.
Yeah. And $35, that is a steal.
Yeah,
that's almost DoorDash level.
Right. Yeah. If you're within 5 miles from us, that's the delivery, and obviously it goes up because that's just how it is. But I mean, you know, $35, $40, $45 to get it delivered to your home at a convenience to yourself is always worth it.
Certainly. Well, I think we're about to go to our last break here.
Yep.
And we'll be right back with this week's edition of the Gardener's Bench.
The Lord knows I can't change. This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
With me, just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the Gorgeous Beach. We got two lovely additions to the show this morning. Miss Charlie and Miss Lottie.
Lotta. Hi, here's Charlie.
Charlie's the one in pink and Lottie's the one in yellow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They both just grinned at me. I don't know what that means.
Do you ladies want to say good morning?
Good morning
to you two too. Yes. I've never met you, but I remember sister when she used to come to church with us.
Yeah.
You don't remember that far back, but I do.
Well, what do y'all have planned on this rainy day?
Probably just to rest.
Rest? Okay. Rest up, and school starts real soon, doesn't it?
I'm going to fifth grade.
All right.
Nah.
And Lottie, how about you?
Kindergarten.
All right.
What school are you going to?
Intermediate.
York Intermediate. I forgot they changed the schools.
Her mom found the toboggan form that says York Green Dragons.
Oh, wow.
And then I put it in a bag so it wouldn't tear you.
My mom had it in a cedar chest that I got back when I was in school.
Wow.
And she said, here, I thought you might want this.
Yeah.
So I posted it on our Green Dragon page, and I was like, people were like, where did you find it? Like,
that's so awesome. Yeah. Lottie goes to Harold C., and she... that's a school. My husband went to middle school there, and her grandpa did K through 12 there. So it's one of the oldest schools, I think, probably in the county.
It is.
Yeah.
What is the old Harold St. Johnson over there?
Elementary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was used to be originally the York High School.
Yep.
Okay, it's that time. We'll see you next week on the radio.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.